Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
NASA has awarded a contract modification to SpaceX to further develop the Starship Human Landing System, the HLS, to meet agency requirements for long-term human exploration of the moon under the Artemis program. And with this addition, SpaceX will provide a second crewed landing demonstration mission in 2027 as part of NASA's Artemis 4 mission. Now, SpaceX already has an Artemis 3 Starship mission, but this is going to be a different mission for 2027, and they're going to be using Starship for this one. Now, SpaceX already has to do a demonstration mission before the people actually land on the moon with the Starship, so this will be three Starship missions for the Artemis program. Now, Bill Nelson, the NASA administrator, said returning astronauts to the moon to learn, live, and work is a bold endeavor, with multiple planned leaders from SpaceX and future partners. NASA will be better positioned to accomplish the missions of tomorrow, conducting more science on the surface of the moon than ever before and preparing for crewed missions to Mars. So the Artemis program, if you're not familiar, it uses the SLS rocket, an Orion space capsule on top, and that's where the people will launch from Earth into space, and that's where they'll dock with the Starship, or they'll dock with, we're going to have a moon base, kind of. It's an orbiting base around the moon. They're going to dock with that and then go into the moon orbiter, the lunar orbiter, and then transfer over to the Starship, and the Starship, the HLS version of the Starship, will then take those people to the surface of the moon. And they can conduct science and build habitats and do other scientific experiments while they're on the moon's surface. Known as Option B, this modification for SpaceX follows an award to SpaceX in July of 2021 under the Next Space Technologies for Exploration Partners, the Next Step 2 Appendix H contract. And, you know, the Option B was kind of the plan anyway. You know, NASA previously announced these plans, and the contract modification is for $1.15 billion. Now, Starship is being developed by SpaceX in Boca Chica, Texas, and it's a very remote area out in the middle of nowhere next to a beach, about a mile, maybe three quarters of a mile away from Boca Chica Beach, but it's in the middle of nowhere. It's 30 miles out in the middle of nowhere. And they're developing the Starship system, and they're hoping to do an orbital flight test by the end of this year. And they have to kind of ramp it up because the Artemis program is already on its way to the moon. The Orion capsule is about halfway there right now, and by the next few days, it'll be ready to orbit the moon and do its slingshot from the moon back to the Earth within about 20-ish days from now. So, and this depends on when you listen to this episode, of course. So, the aim of the new work under Option B is to develop and demonstrate a Starship lunar lander that meets NASA's sustaining requirements for missions beyond Artemis 3, including docking with the Gateway, accommodating four crew members, and delivering more mass to the surface. Elon Musk has been on record a few times saying that you could have 100 people in a Starship. Now, that's a point-to-point Starship. That means that if you start in New York and you land in Tokyo, you could possibly have 100 people in one of these things. But going to the moon is a whole different situation because you have to bring everything with you. You have to bring all the food, all the water, all the supplies for the humans to go there, and also the scientific experiments and anything else they want to bring with them, any cargo they want to bring with them. So they're only going to be bringing four people at a time to the moon, which is a lot of people to the moon. You have a crew of four people landing on the moon, Usually it's two people that go to the moon, but now you can have the buddy system, and then you can have another buddy system. So you have two buddy systems down there on the surface of the moon. And NASA initially selected SpaceX to develop the HLS variant of Starship to land the next astronauts on the moon under Artemis III, which will mark humanity's first return to the lunar surface in more than 50 years. So since the Apollo program, SpaceX is the next step for NASA to get to the surface of the moon. And as part of the contract, SpaceX will also conduct an uncrewed demonstration mission to the moon prior to Artemis III. And we're not exactly sure when that will be, but we know that they will be working on that as soon as possible. And they have some variants, kind of, like things that we've seen, little pieces of nose cones and things. If you watch the videos very closely, and there's photos from great photographers and videographers down there, they have a lot of information on them. And they made a mock-up of part of the nose cone for the lunar Starship. It's got to be amazing, and I can't wait for this to all happen. But the lunar Starship, you know, the regular variant of the Starship will be able to go to the Earth orbit and come back down to Earth. It should be able to land, but the lunar Starship will not be able to do that. It won't have any heat tiles. It won't have anything necessary to land on the surface of the Earth, but it will have everything necessary, propulsion and navigation systems, guidance systems, to land on the surface of the moon. And they have to prove this. So there's a possibility that if SpaceX can't prove this before the Artemis III missions, that NASA could pull in a different supplier for these things. And they've been working on this for a while. So there's a possibility that they can move forward with somebody else too. But this is a huge step for SpaceX. They get another $1.15 billion to develop the lunar Starship. It's funding from the government, funding from taxpayers, that will send people back to the surface of the moon. So the agency is pursuing two parallel paths for human lander missions developed according to NASA's sustained requirements to increase the competitive pool of capable industry providers. So that's what I was talking about before. They want to have more than one provider for a lunar surface mission. So if SpaceX can't do it, they're going to find somebody else that's willing and capable of doing the same thing, if not a little bit different than SpaceX. I mean, the Starship is 150 feet tall. The thing is absolutely massive. It's a 15-story building. And if you're going to be landing a 15-story building on the lunar surface, it's going to be a little bit tricky. We had our lunar lander for the Orion programs, and I mean, it wasn't small by any stretch of the imagination, but it was not 150 feet tall. 150 feet tall is huge. And it's also massive. It's 9 meters around, so it's about 30 feet around. It's a huge, huge structure that they're landing on the surface of the moon. Anything can go wrong. So anything that they try before the Artemis III missions has to be either perfect or close to perfect, so they can kind of figure out all the logistics before they send people to the surface of the moon. Sending people to the surface of the moon is a scary endeavor, and it's a very technical endeavor, engineering heavy, and it would be one of those things that could set the Artemis program back a decade. You know, they would, you know, the U.S. government would look into it for 10 years probably until they reevaluated it, and the Artemis program would be put on hold if this doesn't work. So I don't want to be all gloom and doom here, but this is a really big deal. So this next contract modification says, hey, we're going to give you another shot in 2027 as part of the Artemis IV mission for $1.15 billion. And under Artemis, NASA will send a suite of new launch science instruments and technology demonstrations to study the moon. And they're going to be landing the first woman and the first person of color on the lunar surface. They're going to be establishing a long-term lunar presence, and they're going to be building bases on the moon's surface or in any sort of tunnels or tubes or any sort of caves they can find on the surface of the moon as well. So basically, live and work on the surface of the moon due to the Artemis program and the SpaceX HLS program. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, make sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening on right now. And thank you so much again. Check out starshipshirts.com for all your NASA and SpaceX needs for shirts, t-shirts, Christmas gifts for those people that love SpaceX and love space exploration. Buy them a shirt. They're $16.99, $16.99 USD. They're a reasonably priced, very high quality garment. So check them out, starshipshirts.com. That's our merch store. And also, thank you again. Take care. Bye-bye.